Hosea Perek Dalet Pasuk Tes Vav. Continuing this idea that your own children, the children of Zanunim, are going to take up and go to the worst parties and act with the least self-control because you never taught them any better. The leaders, the parents, nobody. Tes Vav im Zona Ato Yisrael. While you, Klal Yisrael, you play the Zona, you play the harlot. Al Yesham Yehuda warns Hosea. Let's hope that Yehuda, the 2.5 tribes that still have the Beis HaMikdash, that they do not also become guilty. Ve'al tavo ha-Gilgal. Do not come to Gilgal. Don't come up north. Gilgal was the place, we're going to see in Hosea Perek Tes, where idols, wickedness, that's the red light district. That's where the true Avodah Zarah neighborhood is. Don't go to Gilgal to join in. Ve'al ta'alu Beis Oven. Don't ascend. Don't come up to Beis Oven. The house of the stone, this is Bethel, called Beis Oven, the house Oven, in this case, of iniquity, of sin. The Beis El is where Yeravam set up his golden calves, Dan and Beis El, so that nobody would go to Yerushalayim. Don't go there. Don't go to see the golden calves. Val Tishavu Chai Hashem. Don't swear as God lives. Don't make that oath. Because when they say Chai Hashem, they were lying in the oath. So you're attaching your oath to swear falsely. Rashi says, the one time when they swore something true, they would do it in the name of Baal. How embarrassing. How embarrassing to be such a forgetful wife that we leave our husband and don't even say our husband's name when we're telling the truth. Maybe that's a degree of embarrassment for ourselves. Tazayin ki kifar ra so re ra. Because we have rebelled, Sarar Yisrael. Yisrael has rebelled like a rebellious cow, like an ox that kicks. That's a very famous metaphor about the Keturah de Ispafes. That's in the Gemara. Uva'it, it kicks out. And with our food and drink, also a headstrong cow swerves and sways when you try to work with it instead of plowing a straight furrow. That's us because we're staggering drunk. Atayir Aim Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to feed them, to pasture them, Kicheves Bamerchav, in a like a lamb in a broad pasture area. Meaning the lamb is eating only what little vegetation there is in a sparse, large area, rather than being fattened like an ox stuffed with barley in domestication. So as opposed to the state of plenty, now we're going to be starving. And just finding any grass we possibly can to nibble. Yudzayin chavur atzabim Ephraim hanachlo. Ephraim is joined to idols. Chavur atzabim Ephraim. Hanachlo, leave him alone. The 10 tribes are so connected to idols that they can't and won't kick their habit. Their addiction is too caught up. And Ephraim is also a direct dig at Yeravam ben Nevat, who is from Shevet Ephraim. They have become so connected to Avodah Zarah that there's no way to separate the two anymore. So leave them. Leave them alone. Yilches, and this is advice to Yehuda, leave them alone. Don't get yourself caught up with them. Atzabim also is a reference to the idea of sadness. That when you're connected to Avodah Zarah, all you have is sadness, being atzur ve'azuv, you know, being abandoned and frustrated because the dead dumb idols, the domen, has no ability to do anything for anybody. So you're always going to be frustrated. Yilches sar sav am. They're drinking bouts. They're seveya. They're drinking at the bar. Has become strange. Sar has estranged them from Hashem. When you're a bar fly, when you're intoxicated, you have no idea. You don't care about your family. You don't care about people. There's an old song from the 1800s. Father, dear father, come home to me now. The clock on the mantle strikes one. It's about father going down to the bar and getting drunk, and he doesn't recognize his own kids, and they're like, Daddy, please come home. And what'd you do with all the money that we were going to use to pay the rent? Oh, you drank it. That's us. Hasnei hisnu. They have led them to become to become harlots. So all the drinking wine and strong drink has brought us to a complete lack of any self-control. So we'll do anything with anybody. Beer goggles. They seem attractive. The next morning you wake up, you can't believe it, but you're not going to wake up. You're still drunk. Ahavu hevu kalon magineha. Her rulers love to invite disgrace upon them. So the shields of the society, the kings, the princes, they're the ones getting drunk and just destroying everything. Havu is also, we love to invite disgrace. Havu nilvana, Nimrod says early on in Bereishis, let us make bricks and build a tower. At least that was trying to be constructive in a destructive way. This is, let's invite ourselves to get drunker. And last pasuk, Yates Sara Ruach Osabich Nafeha. The wind has bound her up in her wings. You're the wind beneath my wings, said Bette Midler once, a very long time ago in 1991. The worship of the calves is like the wind billowing out a sail or the skirts or a robe. You feel like it's big because look, it's billowing, it's expanded, but there's nothing in there but wind. There's no, it's only air. There's no substance. That's it. Yisrael is like we tied the wind into the end of the garment. We're going to catch the wind, but as soon as you open up the sheet that was catching the wind, there's nothing there. There's no mamashas. V'yevoshum is zivchosam. They will be ashamed of their altars ultimately. If they go to the Israel Museum now and they look at it behind glass, they're like, did I do that? Really? That's what I did. So some say, mi zivchosam can also mean mizbichosam. One of their altars, of their altars. They'll be embarrassed of their altars or they'll be embarrassed of their sacrifices. Either way, it doesn't matter. They're going to be humiliated by what they did. And Hashem has no comfort to add in this parak. So there's more to come, more judgment. Hosea is not done with us yet.